This is Matt Wells at UN News. Excessive bleeding after childbirth still kills around 70,000 mothers a year, but a new heat-resistant drug could now save thousands of women's lives in low- and middle-income countries, the World Health Organization, WHO, said on Wednesday. Currently, oxytocin is the first-choice medication used to prevent potentially fatal bleeding, but it must be kept cold, unlike the new drug, carbetocin. It's effective for years, even when stored at 30 degrees Celsius and in highly humid locations, WHO said in a statement, citing a study it helped to lead and whose results have been published in the US-based New England Journal of Medicine. In an interview with Daniel Johnson, WHO spokesperson Gregory Hartle explains why the development is a potential game-changer for women's health.
This is an urgent problem to address because as many as 70,000 women die a year from excessive bleeding after childbirth, what we call postpartum hemorrhaging. The drugs that have existed to date have not been able to be fully used because they are not stable in high temperatures. Now, this new drug, we believe, is stable in high temperatures. And if that's the case, and if it is approved by relevant regulatory authorities and by our guidelines review committee, this could be a game changer in terms of the saving women from the consequences of postpartum hemorrhaging.
And when might it come online? You say it still has to go through various stages of regulatory approval.
It does have to go through approval, so I'm not an expert on how long that takes, but obviously it won't be tomorrow, but we hope it's sooner rather than later.
And what was the drive for the research on this, given that in places where it's needed, you're going to need to also invest very heavily in distribution?
There's already a lot of vaccination programs and hospitals and clinics in place. What is often isn't possible is an effective cold chain to get to those places. And this will obviate the need for, hopefully, any type of refrigeration en route, which means that the medicine is much more mobile.
You say that the clinical trial, which took place in 10 countries, might not even be a fair representation of the positive effects because the carbetocin wasn't actually tested at ambient temperatures.
Exactly. So what happened is the differential between carbetocin and other drugs might not be fully stated because, as you say, it wasn't tested at ambient temperatures. It was tested under cold chain conditions. There's more work to be done, but this is an extremely promising development.
How revolutionary is this? Because, you know, this is just one of many developments that comes online.
Everything that we can do to help improve survival chances and well-being chances of people around the world, we're going to embrace. And this is a really good development.